Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And you know what? Again, not a lot of new news to talk about today. We obviously just this week had a big, huge season change and chapter change. So we're still working off of all of that. But we do have, again, something I'm really excited about this season is that we have actual quests back, actually something to do, tasks to do with these challenges. And the next one we're going to talk about is receive your next objective at the launch pad. Okay, for this one, fairly simple. Oops, you are going to go to... we talked about going to getting one of the objectives from the foundation statue. This is in the same area, just to the northeast of that is the launch pad. This is again from chapter one, where we had the missile launch event. So you're just gonna go here, and that's the launch pad they're talking about. So that's where you're gonna go to get that challenge done. Again, really excited to have real, actual challenges back this season, and a good leveling system this season. It's just making this season and chapter so much more fun than last season, in my opinion, to start out. I mean, eventually they got there with Chapter 2, Season 8, but it took them a while before they... got it back into a good place. We're starting off in a good place here with Chapter 3, Season 1, and I'm really excited about it. Okay, so there is a challenge tip. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we have going on in the LTMs today. Looks like we have... let's look at the most popular section. We have Tilted Zone Wars XA... the BHE 1v1 build fights, Bios Zone Wars Custom Trio, Team Rumble, the Pit Free-for-All, Battle Lab, FFA Box Fight and Zone Wars, a Lawless Guy, and a Panville Box Fight 2v2 ranked. And of course, there's a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. Let's go ahead and... head on over to the item shop and see what it is that we have going on in here today. You know what? Of course, it is the beginning of the season, and they have that battle pass 25 levels that you can bump up if you want to, that they keep reminding you that is there. So if you really want to level up really fast, there is that 25 level boost. We still have the Tis the Season section, so all the holiday and Christmas outfits still here. The Jordan brand stuff still here. We have the Slumberjack outfit for 1,200. The Renegade outfit for 800. I know that's a lot of people's favorites. The Russian Around emote for 500. The Pumpernickel emote for 500. The Shanty for a Squad emote for 500. This is one of my favorite emotes just because, I love being able to do this one with other people and have the harmony when you have all four parts.
Grab your squad quick on the run. Let's take our dub and go.
We got the T-Pose emote. That's, certainly a classic. We have... the Two Meowsles bundle, which has Two Meowsles, Tuna Can Back Bling, 10-ton, Tune Bells, Harvesting Tool, Drop-In, Music, the Fantastic Cat loading screen, and the Squash and Stretch emote, built-in emote. This is for 2,400. You can get them separately, of course. The Two Meowsles outfit, the Tuna Can Back Bling, and the Squash and Stretch emote is 1,400. The 10-ton Tune Bells Harvesting Tool is 800. The drop-in music is 200. We have the Chugga Chugga emote for 600. Let's see, we got the Tinsel Toes outfit for 800. Why is everything at an angle now in the item shop? That's very interesting. Okay. The Candy Cane Wrap for 300. The Red-Nosed Raider outfit for 1,200. I'm going to back out and see if this... No, everything is still sideways. Okay, let's try this one more time and see. No, everything's still sideways. Okay, the Red-Nosed Ranger outfit is 800. The Dolph outfit with the Bowbreaker back bling for 1,200. The Red Knight outfit with the Red Shield back bling for 2,000. The Crimson Axe Harvesting Tool for 800. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. All right. So for today's tip of the day, we're going to get it right from our community tips and tricks section in the Discord. Dusky put this one up there, and he just wanted to let everybody know how OP the tents really are this season. We talked to him about it a little bit when we talked about the update, when we were going over the patch notes, you know, and he was saying that you can, we know, just from the details, that you can store your items in the tent, right? And it's going to carry you over, it's going to carry it over to the next match for you. So you can get some really good items, and before the match ends, you know, say you have a really good loadout, and you just know that you're about to beat your opponent. So you can throw one or two of those weapons into your tent and have them all ready to go for the next match when you find and throw down a tent when the next match starts, which is, you know, pretty easy to do, because in my experience so far, playing the little bit I have, I'm having no problem finding tents. They're all over the place. So it's pretty easy to get a hold of the loot that you stashed away. And one of the points that Dusky made in there is it's not just you know your regular weapons, but you can also stash you know, like the mythic weapons that are in the game. Okay, so if you get, like he said, for instance, if you get a Foundation's MK7, you can stash that in there and have that ready to go, ready for you right at the beginning of the next match. You buy any of those exotic weapons from any of the other NPCs and stash them in the tent. Boom, you paid for it once, and then you got it stashed away next for you for the next match. Just say that you got some really good gold or purple weapons of whatever... whatever kind of weapon it is, you want to throw that in a tent and have it ready to go for the next match. That way you start the match off with a really good loadout. And like I said, it's only 100 gold to get an extra slot in the tent as well. I mean, you can, like he said, there's two free slots in your tent, but you can get that third for 100 gold. And right there, that's three weapons, you know, or three items that you really need for your next match. Like, say you have a whole bunch of extra shields. Boom, you're going to throw that in your tent, and you have a bunch of shields to start off your next match. You have, you know, again, like I said, if you got some purple or gold weapons, you throw that in the tent, and you got purple and gold weapons to start right from the beginning of your next match, which is going to give you a big advantage throughout that match on coming up with the win. So really take advantage of the tents while we have them, because they are really going to help you get a ton of wins this season, I think. All right, that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.